acknowledge you, O God. Good morning and welcome to Sounds of Praise, a ministry of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School in North Judson, Indiana. As a part of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, the congregation of St. Peter is Christ-centered and service-oriented and is a community of faith founded upon the gospel of Christ crucified and risen for all. We are Donna and Brian Ness, and we look forward to sharing Christ's word with you through scripture and song on this first Sunday after Pentecost, or Holy Trinity Sunday. The first reading assigned for this Holy Trinity Sunday is Genesis 1 to 2. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The Hebrew word translated as created is used in the Old Testament only, referring to the activity of God, making something from nothing. Due to the length of this account, we will not read it this morning. It tells of the presence of God in three persons, or Trinity. The psalm for today, Psalm 8, reflects on the wonders that God created. O Lord our God, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens. The focus for today is on the doctrine of the Holy Trinity, which was refined over the first few centuries as the three ecumenical creeds were formulated to refute false teaching, which had crept into the church. These are recognized as the Apostles' Creed, the Nicene Creed, and the Athanasian Creed. Each creed addresses the person and substance of each person of the Godhead. The divinity of Jesus and the person of the Holy Spirit were defined more clearly. In many of our churches, the Athanasian Creed is used on this particular day. Our first musical setting this morning, of which we heard a portion at the beginning of this program, is a setting of the canticle, We Praise You, O God, which proclaims and praises each of the persons of the Trinity. gospel reading for today from Matthew 28, verses 16 to 20, often called the Great Commission, we hear the last directive which Jesus gives to his church: make disciples of all nations, baptizing in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
A reading from the Gospel according to St. Matthew. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always, to the end of the age."
Our reading from Acts 2, verses 22 to 36, is a continuation from last week's account of Peter's proclamation to the people on the day of Pentecost. It is followed by the Trinitarian hymn of praise, "All Glory Be to God on High."
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Peter, standing with the 11, lifted up his voice and addressed them, "Men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man attested to you by God with mighty works and wonders and signs that God did through him in your midst, as you yourselves know, this Jesus, delivered up according to the definite plan and foreknowledge of God, you crucified and killed by the hands of lawless men. God raised him up, loosing the pangs of death, because it was not possible for him to be held by it. For David says concerning him, 'I saw the Lord always before me, for he is at my right hand, that I may not be shaken. Therefore my heart was glad, and my tongue rejoiced. My flesh also will dwell in hope. For you will not abandon my soul to Hades, or let your Holy One see corruption. You have made known to me the paths of life. You will make me full of gladness with your presence. Brothers, I may say to you with confidence about the patriarch David, that he both died and was buried, and his tomb is with us to this day. Being therefore a prophet, and knowing that God had sworn with an oath to him that he would set one of his descendants on his throne, he foresaw and spoke about the resurrection of the Christ, that he was not abandoned to Hades, nor did his flesh see corruption. This Jesus God raised up, and of that we are all witnesses. Being therefore exalted at the right hand of God, and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he has poured out this that you yourselves are seeing and hearing. For David did not ascend into the heavens, but he himself says, 'The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool.' Let all the house of Israel therefore know for certain that God has made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified."
Oh, has made us one with God and with each other. O Lamb of God, to you on high, in our distress we sinners cry. Have mercy on us, Amen.
Pastor Daniel Speckert and the members of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School sincerely invite you to come worship, learn, serve, and live with Jesus. If you have young children with you, please know that the sound, movement, and energy they bring to the sanctuary is welcome and a blessing to us all. Our Sunday worship service begins at 9 a.m. with Bible class and Sunday school for all ages at 10:30. Multiple opportunities for small group Bible studies and other activities occur throughout the week. Please contact the church office at 574-896-2025 for more information. Of particular interest, beginning this Wednesday at 6:30 p.m., is a new Bible study entitled Chapter and Verse, Reading God's Word Together. This study will begin looking at the book of Romans. The church is located at 810 West Talmer Avenue in North Judson. Whoever you are, wherever you've been, Pastor Speckert and the members of St. Peter Lutheran look forward to meeting you. May God's love always be with you.